leads us into our holiday food time show. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program that we have every Sunday for you here. And, you know, for December, we're going to be talking holiday parties and holiday baking. And I got to spend a little bit of time on holiday holiday nutrition. I almost don't even want to put it that way, because you're going, holiday nutrition. This is the time of the year to enjoy, you know, some of the things that we might not normally eat. I'm saying you can still enjoy all those things, but there's a way to not make it a nutritional nightmare for yourself. And for that, we bring into the program our old pal, Christine Palumbo, the registered dietitian who joins us here on the program from time to time. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
And happy holidays to you, Dean, and all of our listeners today.
Nice to have you with us here. You're working injured today.
Yes.
You're the first guest who's ever come in here and put her feet up on the desk. That's never happened before.
Well, that was just to show you the full-length cast that I – or not a cast, but a giant black boot that I'm wearing, because I slipped the morning after the Cubs won the World Series, and I was jogging.
Right.
So
it wasn't like in a drunken stupor after celebrating the Cubs.
So it sure puts a damper on – it put a damper on the Cubs celebration, and it's proving challenging staying active this holiday season.
Right. I can imagine, like, this busiest time of year, and you've got this gigantic boot on. You know, that's what I always say, that jogging, it'll kill you. that jogging and exercise will kill you every time. This does not have to be, I mean, I don't want people to think we've got the dietitian on. We're going to make everybody feel bad about all the things that they want to enjoy.
Oh, my goodness.
For the holiday, because that's not what this is about. I mean, you're going to help us kind of navigate this minefield that can potentially be bad, but it doesn't have to mean that you cannot eat that some of the things that you really love for the holidays.
I completely agree. We just came off of Thanksgiving. Now we're entering, you know, the month of December in a few days. We have holiday traditions, whether you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or something else. And we need to honor the family traditions or even your friend traditions. But think about the relatives who've gone before you, who, you know, they made certain recipes, cookie recipes, kolachki recipes, or pierogies, or whatever it is, no matter what nationality.
Right.
Or there's certain traditions, certain things that, you know, you make, your parents make. And certainly you want to embrace those traditions, and you don't want to deprive yourself. So, of course, you know, moderation is key. There was a study that came out not too long ago that said that moderation as a term can be interpreted very differently by different people. So, you know, in my case, I might say moderation might be, you know, two bites of something that's very, very rich, or, you know, half of a slice or a small slice of pie, or, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then another person's moderation might be half of that pumpkin pie or half of that, you know, pecan pie.
What are you looking
pie.
At me for when you say that?
So you have to, you know, you have to practice moderation. The other thing is to keep in mind is don't waste your calories on foods that you can get around, you know, the rest of the year. So if you go to some sort of get together or you host a get together, don't waste your calories on potato chips and onion dip, because you can get that at any time. But if certain holiday traditions, you know, certain foods are prepared only at certain times of the year, then indulge now.
What about, like, before you go to the holiday party? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been, I've heard that, like, before you go to a holiday get-together, drink a certain amount of water, or do this or do that, so you don't overdo it once you get to the actual event.
You know, it depends on you. It depends on what time the party is. If a party starts at, say, 7:30, and you normally eat dinner at, say, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you're ravenous by the time you eat, you know, you're going to be at the party, then go ahead and have a little something, you know, maybe a small handful of nuts or a cheese stick and some crackers, and definitely have a glass of water. But if you're going to a get-together that begins close to your normal mealtime, then no, don't eat anything, because many of us, we're gonna double dip. We're gonna eat, you know, twice.
Right. What do you think are the biggest traps, the food traps that people get into. Is it the dips? I mean, it's that seems like...
You know, it again, it depends on the person. Actually,
everything's cheesy. Everything is... I mean, you know, everything is...
Everything's
a trap this time of year.
Yes. So, again, you need to know yourself. I would like to cover three different traps. One would be beverages that you would find at, say, a coffee or tea shop. Another would be the adult beverages. And then the third is just really all the goodies that are around the office or around the house.
Right.
So the sweetened coffee and tea beverages are terrific. But, you know, if you're going to indulge in something, have a tall size or have a 12-ounce size.
Smaller size.
Yes, have a smaller size.
Than the larger one.
If you have the medium size, say, for example, but, you know, they're all, we've got different types of shops, but if you have at Starbucks a peppermint mocha made with 2% milk and it's the medium size, the grande size, that's 440 calories. And because those are beverage calories, we don't compensate later in the day. We don't cut back on what we eat. Those liquid calories don't register in our brain. So that's about the size of, a good-sized fast food sandwich,
right.
You know, the number
right.
of calories.
Right.
Adult beverages, yeah. You know, so think about wines or mixed drinks. The portion sizes have gotten so much bigger. So, you know, limit yourself to a couple, you know, in an evening if you can, and you know, alternate with water or sparkling.
Are you better off with one adult beverage over another kind of adult beverage?
Well,
am I better off to stick with wine at a party like that? Does it make any difference if I go to a spirit instead? I know that when you start to mix the spirits with 7-Up or Coke or other beverages, now you're piling on the calories.
Yeah, you are. Well, when you're mixing spirits with carbonated beverages, including sparkling water, those bubbles actually can make you drunker faster.
Really?
Yes, because the bubbles carry the alcohol to the brain.
Really?
Yes, I know. It's champagne. That's why champagne you
can get tipsy. I never knew that.
Yeah, and so... Again, you know, we health types, we talk about alcohol equivalents. So one alcohol equivalent is 5 ounces of wine. Try pouring that in a typical wine glass these days. It'll look like you got shortchanged by the waiter or by the bar person because, you know, it looks like a couple of gulps.
Right.
Or that's the same as a 12-ounce beer and that's the same as a jigger of spirits.
Calorie-wise.
Alcohol-wise.
Alcohol-wise.
Okay. The calories, off the top of my head, I don't know. So the guidelines, the U.S. dietary guidelines suggest that women limit themselves to one a day and men two a day.
That's not at a holiday party?
Well, they don't talk about the holidays.
Have you seen the WGN holiday party?
I don't think I want to know. But so in terms, it's probably a good idea.
That's during Steve Cochran's show. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a party.
You know, it's probably a good idea to just stick to one type at any time. But, you know your own system. You know, some people can, quote, handle more than others. And men can certainly handle more than women. Men have more muscle, and the muscle has water, so that the alcohol can be diluted in the water within their muscles. Women can't handle as much. And I know for myself, I don't feel very well, the next day if I have more than a couple. So I've just decided it's not worth
it.
But that's me, you know.
And really, I mean, if it's a concern of yours, take a look at the calories are on all the containers. A glass of wine is about 100 calories, an average size.
I think it's a little bit higher than that.
It's a little higher
More like 150, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And a can of beer is, a light beer is about 100 calories.
Yeah.
Regular beers are a little bit higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of in that range. You can decide if you want to blow your calories on, booze or, do you want to also have some dinner? I mean, that's going to be a part of it.
Right. So, and at this time of the year, we are indulging a little bit more, and that's fine if it's a little bit more. But then, if you know you're going to a get-together or you're hosting a get-together, maybe cut back a couple days before that and then plan to cut back on what you eat and drink a couple of days after that so that you don't
kind of balance it
off. Lot of weight. Yeah. And then
balance it off.
Yeah. So interestingly, there was a study that just came out a few months ago, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they talked about weight creep over the holidays, Dean. And no surprise, American weight creep starts around Thanksgiving and it peaks around Christmas and New Year's. But most of us don't lose weight until around Easter. So it's
really?
About it takes about 5 months for us to lose that weight.
Yeah.
And not only is that true in the United States, it's also true in other countries that they studied, such as Germany and Japan. So and then we're jumping ahead, I know, a little bit. But so what they in another study, they found that people who make New Year's resolutions, you know, think about, you know, right before New Year's Eve, we make resolutions to lose weight, cut back. What research has shown is that people are not only buying healthier foods, but they're buying holiday foods into the new year. So we're eating more calories in January, typically, than we did prior to the holidays.
Yeah, well, it's so hard. I mean, in this climate also, in this region, when the weather's cold,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you want to, you know, have something that sticks to the ribs a little bit when the weather is so cold. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back more with Christine Palumbo, registered dietitian, Good Sense Eating columnist, New York Parenting Magazine as well. We'll be back with more coming up on WGN. Back in our food time show in December. It's pretty much all holiday food time.
It's gonna be a special.
Sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant in Chicago and in Lombard. Great place to go for a holiday get together. Joining us today on the food time show to try to help us navigate some of the unhealthy pitfalls that can be holiday eating. Christine Palumbo, registered dietitian in the Naperville area. We're just talking recipes here during the break. She said you were laughing out loud at my mother's yogurt recipe, the heating pad yogurt recipe that has now become famous, which is online, by the way. All the recipes. The recipes that I was talking about for TV, some of you have texted. The pumpkin pizza, the stuffing, muffins, the deep fried turkey, everything that I made, even my grandmother's pimento dip. I put all the recipes on the TV website, WGNTV.com, if you want to check those out. And some of the ones that we're talking about here we'll put up on the site as well. Yeah, I was telling you, my grandmother, you know, very Greek grandmother, what in the world she was making pimento, olive pimento dip. You know, couldn't have been more all-American. And, you know, like very 50s, 60s, kind of like a madman sort of style of, you know, that style of food. I have no idea where she got this recipe, but it's become like a tradition in our family now. This it's here, and here's what it is. It's cream cheese. I have the recipe online. You don't have to write it down. I'll share it with you. It's cream. It's a, you know, a package of cream cheese, like it's like a 10-ounce package of cream cheese, something like that. It's you get a jar of the Spanish olives with the you know, the green olives with the pimentos, and some pecans or walnuts. You chop up the olives, you know, at whatever coarseness you want. I like them a little on the smaller side, a little, yeah. And same thing with the nuts. And then you just mix that with the cream cheese. It's as simple as that. It's maybe like 5 ounces of olives, maybe 2 or 3 ounces of the pecans, to your own taste. You mix it all together, and it's the most delicious dip you'll ever have. My grandmother served it with Ritz crackers. Again, very 50s, right? And so I have modified it a little bit. I'm sure she used the real deal. Cream cheese. I use the lighter versions, the skim versions. Save a ton of calories with it that way. I do not serve it with Ritz crackers. I serve it with whole grain mm-hmm. kind of crackers, much healthier. The Ritz crackers, you know, while tasty and nostalgic, not offering, you know, really much of anything other than that to it. And it's I probably shaved off. If you're going to have, I don't know, five or six of these little crackers with the dip, I probably shaved off a couple hundred calories,
you know,
with some of my modifications in there.
And Dean, that sounds delicious. I want to, you know what I like to do sometimes with classic recipes like that is I like to make the original version first and see what it looks like, what the texture is like,
right,
what it tastes like. And then the next time I make it, I would try to lighten it up. And what I would try, but again, this might be a failure, but what I might try would be some Greek yogurt, yeah, very thick Greek yogurt.
Right.
Perhaps use half cream cheese and half Greek yogurt. I would try that. Or maybe half cream cheese and half cottage cheese that I would put in the blender or food processor to get the lumps out. But
okay,
you still have that creaminess.
Right.
And that would... Because, you know, a lot of this is a misunderstanding that a lot of people still have. They think that cream cheese is cheese. It's actually more of a fat.
Mm-hmm.
With the old diabetic exchange list or in Weight Watcher exchange list, it used to be, it's considered a fat
okay
exchange.
All right.
So it's that has that much fat, very little protein. So if that's what I would try and see how that goes.
That's a great suggestion.
And I completely agree, though, by substituting a whole grain cracker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a great great suggestion. My grandmother's turning over in her grave right now, but so be it. What are some other great exchanges like that of adding a little? Now, if I'm gonna mix some thick Greek yogurt with a little bit of cream cheese to make the creaminess, am I using whole fat yogurt or am I using the no fat yogurt?
What I would try initially would be it's hard to find. It's actually hard to find now the full fat yogurt. I would try maybe the in between. I think it's a low fat, which is more of a 2% or a 1%.
Okay.
I would try that.
All right.
You know, but the plain. But that's the thing is that, and this is something that's very simple to make. So it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg if it falls flat,
yeah,
and it's not going to take a lot of your time.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I would try.
I'm going to try that because I'll bet you wouldn't even notice the difference because
correct
the olive taste is
correct
kind of takes over anyway.
Correct.
You wouldn't even notice it, and you're getting the nutritional bonus of the yogurt,
the additional protein, and also the calcium in the yogurt.
Okay.
But the trick though is never to tell your guests that it is a modified recipe,
right,
because then that's the kiss of death in terms of taste.
Right.
Then
or you mean like mention it on a radio show?
So people, or that either.
People know that the next time I make it, it's going to be the substitution. This time of year, everybody is so busy with their jobs, their families, obligations, parties, and so many other things. How about some just some quick weekday meals outside of holiday parties and
absolutely
functions and so forth? Of just regular meals at this busy time of year.
Well, and again, because there are so many goodies around the workplace or arriving in our homes or we're baking cookies, you want to lighten up your regular weekday meals, Dean. So perhaps on the weekend, you throw together a pot of chili, heavy on the beans, or make a pot of soup. You could use your slow cooker. You can use the pot. You could use that during the week. Make that during the week and have it in the slow cooker or, you know, on the weekend, using a pot. And then you've got the leftovers there. And, of course, things like soup and chili, the flavor always improves a day or two later.
Yep.
So that is something I consider a pot of chili or a pot of soup in the refrigerator like money in the bank.
Yep.
It's no fuss, no muss. If you have another idea would be to buy some individually frozen fish fillets and keep those in the freezer. You can buy them at any grocery store. The last time, actually, upon recommendation of a friend, I bought a big bag at Costco, and I happen to buy salmon, but they have other ones as well. But again, any store has them. You pull them out. There are quick thaw instructions on the package. You can wrap them in parchment paper. You can put them in the oven. You can add, you know, drizzle a little olive oil, put some lemon slices, put some herbs, vegetables on top, and then serve that with rice, which takes you know, less than a half hour to cook, or some quinoa, or maybe a small baked potato, not a huge baked potato, a small baked potato, have a roasted vegetable and a salad. So that's a low calorie, not low calorie, super low calorie, but you know, it's a delicious,
not
nutritious
out of control,
food. No,
right.
Not out of control. Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
And then a third super easy recipe. And again, you can have the ingredients in your pantry, in your freezer, would be a quick stir fry. So you can have some chicken breasts or a pork loin, or even, you know, a roast beef. You
right.
cut that up into small pieces,
right.
stir fry the vegetables, put it over brown rice, dinner.
Call it a day.
Call it a day.
People want to get more information about you, about some of your ideas. What's the best way to do all that?
My website is ChristinePalumbo.com.
Why don't you spell that for us?
It's the traditional...
Christine with a C.
Yes. And then it's P as in Peter, A-L-U-M-B as in boy, O.com. And you can connect with me via social media through my website.
Very good. ChristinePalumbo.com.